You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Now it's time for our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party's Carmel Cipollone.
The first major political poll of the year, the Taxpayers Union Curia poll, has Labour ahead of National for the first time in almost 2 years. However, the current coalition government would still have enough seats to govern. The poll comes as the political year kicks off, with Labour and National both hosting caucus retreats this week ahead of the first major event of the political calendar, Ratana. Labour leader Chris Hipkin says the party is using their retreat to take stock and continue working on a policy platform for next year's election. It also comes after a cabinet reshuffle of National ministers, which Hipkins described as a futile attempt to turn around a failing government. For our weekly catch-up with the Labour Party, I speak to Carmel Cipollone about both of these topics. Labour is leading in the first major poll of the year. Why do you think you're ahead?
Well, I think that there's real disappointment and disillusionment with the government and their performance, their divisive politics, the fact that they haven't lived up to their expectations or delivered the things that they promised New Zealanders going into the last election. In saying that, there will be a lot of polls this year, and while this is encouraging, we remain focused on the target, and we've got to hold the government to account and really prepare to campaign in 2026.
Under this poll, the centre-left doesn't have quite enough seats to govern. Is this concerning to you?
Oh, as I said, our eye has to be on how we hold the government to account. We're certainly feeling that morale is low across the country, and that the feeling towards the government is not improving. It is going backwards, as is the country. And so we've got to focus on what our job is in this democracy, and that is, as opposition, holding the government to account, going into election year next year strong, with the intention of taking over.
And has this poll set a tone for the political year?
Oh, I think potentially it has. But as I said, polls are polls, and we can only give them so much attention. At the end of the day, we just need to remain focused on the job at hand. That is New Zealand and New Zealanders, what they need, how they are feeling, and that is what we're focused on as a political party.
The political year has really already begun. What do you expect to come out of your caucus retreat?
It'll just be time to reset. Obviously, we've had a few weeks out, like many people across the country, with the summer break. And so it's time for us to come back together, reflect on the year that has been. Really, last year was about listening, getting out there, engaging with stakeholders, reflect on those discussions, and then look forward to the next year and discuss what our strategy will be for the year ahead.
What kind of opposition do you want to be this year?
We want to be a strong opposition. We want to be formidable. We want to be forensic in terms of actually being able to assess and analyse what this government is doing and what the impact is on New Zealanders. We want to be connected. We want New Zealanders to feel that we are connecting with them, and that we are on the ground talking to real people. And so those really will be the priorities.
Last year there was collaboration across the centre-left bloc, particularly on opposing the Treaty Principles Bill. Can we expect more of that this year?
Yeah, I think there will be lots of areas where we will collaborate. There may be some areas where we disagree and where we are able to maturely agree to disagree. And I think that's really important. What New Zealand has seen with the right-wing coalition that we currently have in government is an absolute shambles. It is chaos. They haven't been able to agree at times. They have been speaking at odds with each other. And I don't think that they want that from political parties, be it on the right or on the left. For us, in terms of Māori Party, Green Party, Labour Party, it's about the people that we're here to serve, and it is about New Zealand and New Zealanders, and so it's important that we find space to collaborate where possible.
National has started this year with a cabinet reshuffle. Was this a surprise to you?
No, not a surprise, but it does feel like a bit of a futile attempt to turn around a failing government. There wasn't much in the actual reshuffle. I guess the big hit was taking House from Shane and giving it to Simeon. But it does seem a little bit unfair, given that they haven't put the funding or the effort into health as a government, and therefore you can understand why some of the issues have arisen. However, there's not much in it. It really is just a way of them trying to shift attention and make it look like they're doing something.
Are you confident in the new health minister?
No, I have no confidence in the new health minister whatsoever. I don't think he's got any health experience. I don't know whether or not he understands the magnitude of the health system and what it entails. And I don't believe that he has a magic wand and is able to go in there and fix the mess that Shane has left.
Beyond just the National Party, is this government starting the year in a strong position?
Oh, I haven't seen anything to suggest that is the case. I guess even though we could only pay so much attention to the polls, the first poll of the year certainly did not set a good time for them.
That was Labour's Carmel Cipollone on the first political poll of the year that has Labour ahead of National and National's cabinet reshuffle.
That was our weekly chat with the Labour Party. That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.